Welcome to episode 5, the one about getting found online. Now, this is probably something that I talk to my members a lot about when we talk about ditching social media. The first question that pops up is, well, then how do I get found? How does someone discover me if I'm not on social media, right? If I'm not engaging on social media and ditching social media altogether, what does that actually look like? And I totally get the question because we're so conditioned to think that we need to be doing all this stuff on social media. Now, I won't lie, it does take a little bit more effort to get discovered when you're not using social media. However, once you set up all the bits and pieces, then it actually becomes a lot easier. So you're just gonna do a little bit of groundwork first. Now, what I'm talking about here is what I like to call discoverable content. So when you are sitting down and thinking through this very strategically, and you're wanting to kind of get off social media, what is that going to look like? Well, you don't want to ditch social media and have nothing in place. So you want to first think through what long-form content platform are you on? So long-form content is a blogging or writing platform, a YouTube channel, or a podcast, right? Those are the three main long-form content platforms that you need to have in place, which typically means that you also need to make sure that you have your own domain and website set up. Now, this doesn't mean you need to go and create a full-blown website. You do need to own the traffic. So I have a lot of members who also choose to use Substack or Medium to do most of their blog content, and I totally get that. But I always encourage them to still send people to their website because you own the traffic when you do that. When you use platforms like Substack and Medium, whilst it's great that they've got built-in audiences, they get the traffic, they get the juice, like the search juice. You don't, right? Yes, you get to keep the people who subscribe and all of those things, but long term, I would never want to be using that. I would repurpose. That's kind of my approach. So let's get back to what it actually looks like to get found online if you're ditching social media. So number one, you definitely want to make sure that you have your long form content platform set up. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to be posting stuff to there every single day. You do not need to be doing stuff all the time to be discovered. It means what you need to do is think about things strategically. And this is exactly what I say to my members. Okay, well, if you're going to ditch social media, then we need to set up your discoverable content system. Now, the discoverable content system is a fairly large project that you do. It's an ongoing thing, but it starts with knowing the offers that you have so that you can create content that directly ties into an offer. I personally never create a piece of content that doesn't link into an offer because what is the point? You're providing value when you write your content, record a video, do a podcast. You don't need to not tie that to an offer. Why wouldn't you? So when you're doing this, I like to use what I call a messaging organizer. And it's a very detailed framework that you work through that allows you to create discoverable content very easily and link it to an offer because you know what the pain points are that you're solving, where your audience wants to be, but more importantly, why they have that pain and why they want to be where they want to be, right? So that's kind of how that all gets laid in. But your action step for today, if you are wanting to start to get found online without having to use social media, without having to post stuff, and just really you don't gel with being on those platforms, then discoverable content is where you want to go. So you've got two options. Option one, if you're already producing long form content, you can just literally go back through and start to optimize for your ready to buy customer. Now, what I mean by that is, what are they searching that your piece of content leads them to purchase or join your world, right? That's the other layer to this, is that you can also get people signing up to your email list and then you can present them with an offer as well. So there's lots of different ways that you can do this. Or two, you're going to sit down and actually create content based off of whatever your ready to buy customer is searching for. and you're optimizing for one very specific long tail keyword, right? I have a blog post that's called Using Human Design in Your Business. And that consistently, since I released that blog post in 2021, is showing up on search results and it shows up in AI. And the reason that it shows up in AI is because this blog post has been around for a while. So this is the beauty and the magic of discoverable content, is that you do this once, and if you do it right and you're targeting ready to buy customers, you will get some search engine and AI love, but you're optimizing for a human first. So two action steps, depending on where you are: review your existing content, optimize it for your ready to buy customer, or create brand new content optimized for your ready to buy customer. And thank you so much for joining me for another Simple Success session. If you loved today's topic, if you want to dive into creating discoverable content because you're ready to ditch social media, then we can implement some of the components for this in the feedback loop. 30 days, one-on-one coaching, daily feedback, all for $100. And you will find more details about that by going to hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And I want you to remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. You just have to make that decision. I'll chat to you soon.